Study, Ending All Legal Immigration for 40 Years Maintains U.S. Workforce. By John Binder on February 10, 2019. The United States could suspend all legal immigration to the country for the next 40 years and maintain a workforce where there are still more than two U.S. workers for every one retiree, a new study finds. The latest study by the Center for Immigration Studies' Stephen Comerota reveals that despite claims by the big business lobby, Wall Street, and corporate executives that mass legal immigration is necessary to maintain a sizable workforce, current legal immigration trends have little to no impact on the working-age population. The workforce population is generally measured by the ratio showing the number of U.S. workers per every one retiree. Camerota's research finds that if the U.S. implemented an immigration moratorium for the next 40 years, it would hardly have an impact on the number of workers per retirees. For example, at current legal immigration levels where the U.S. imports more than 1.2 million legal immigrants a year, at the detriment of American workers' job prospects and wages, the working-age population would decrease from 64.3% of the total population in 2017 to 59% in 2060. Likewise, under a scenario where the U.S. halted all legal immigration, the working-age population would dip to about 56.7% of the total population by 2060, only a 2.3% difference from projections where current mass legal immigration trends continue. The ratio of U.S. workers per retiree would be little changed if lawmakers halted legal immigration for 40 years. With current legal immigration levels, the U.S. is on track to have about 2.5 workers per retiree by 2060. Should legal immigration be halted, the U.S. would have about 2.1 workers per retiree by 2060, a settled difference in the working-age population. At the same time, continuing current legal immigration levels for the next 40 years would dramatically increase the total U.S. population to an unprecedented 404.5 million by 2060. This would mean that in less than half a century, 80 million residents would be added to America's population due to current legal immigration levels. If the U.S. implemented an immigration moratorium for the next four decades, though, the U.S. population would stabilize at a healthy 329.2 million, an increase of only about 4 million residents. As Breitbart News has reported, immigration moratoriums are not uncommon in American history. Currently, there are 44.5 million foreign-born residents living in the country, a 108-year record high. This comes after about four decades of mass legal immigration to the U.S. that, if continued, is likely to hand electoral dominance to Democrats. Since major changes were enacted in 1965 and in the 1990s to the U.S. legal immigration system, changes that allow foreign nationals to bring as many foreign relatives to the country as they want, legal immigration levels have continued booming for more than five decades. The number of legal immigrants admitted to the U.S. every year since 1980 has not dipped below 525,000. Since 1999, annual legal immigration levels have not dropped below 645,000. And since 2004, the number of legal immigrants admitted to the U.S. every year has not dipped below 957,000 admissions a year. Every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of an American worker's occupation reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%, researcher Stephen Camerota concludes. This means the average native-born American worker today has their wage reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. Likewise, every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of low-skilled U.S. occupations reduces wages by about 0.8%. Should 15% of low-skilled jobs be held by foreign-born workers, it would reduce the wages of native-born American workers by perhaps 12%. The Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal immigration policy is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.